Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, it's chilly right now.
What?
How's everyone doing? Yeah, it's mere 77 degrees in my house right now.
Oh, I was going to say, you're kidding. Yeah.
No, it's compared to last night when I got in bed, it's freezing. I mean,
how hot is it where you live? Because we hit triple digits every day.
Every day.
You did too?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was a crazy weekend. We had thunder and lightning and massive storms. We had a huge downpour for hours. I mean,
everywhere.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was everywhere, but it hit us too. So if it was as far north as you, then yeah,
right.
That covers it pretty good.
I don't know how far south it went, but it's
chunk of the Bay Area.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. It was surreal. Like 4 o'clock in the morning, I want to say on Saturday, I guess it would have been yesterday morning. Like it just sounds like there's a huge explosion outside. You know, when you're asleep and the thunder's cracking right over your head, and we all jump out of bed and we're all running around the house. Ah, what's happening?
All of you or just you?
Me, John, our youngest, and then apparently our oldest did also hear it, but you know, wasn't. He's too sane for our shenanigans.
Antics, right.
Yeah. So he did corroborate our story. We weren't just imagining it. It was crazy, though. And then we're looking out the window, and the lightning's going, and all of a sudden it's a massive downpour. Oh, God. Oh, the heavens opened wide.
Yeah, the pictures were amazing. I didn't get up or see any of it or hear it, but the pictures of the lightning strike, and we have fire still burning here in Santa Cruz County because of the fire or the lightning strikes.
Right.
By the way, Bryn, I mean, get a real on-air light, would you?
What do you mean? Yeah.
Like this the one that Vinny has.
The one that Vinny. Oh, I see. This was made by the company, so I'm just using what the company gave us.
Well, you're actually
using
what the company gave KCBS, but you know. You've adopted it for
ours. I put the Alice logo instead. Yeah, exactly.
That's radical. It looks so fun.
It does. It looks
Isn't
so
it?
Good.
It's
I love
great.
It. We're talking about our Zoom background, everyone.
Yeah,
that's right. Every day
awesome.
We Zoom. You know, people do get bored with the Zooming, and so they feel the need to, you know, have something.
Oh, we were having fun with that the other day, Sarah, yes. John, and I. We were testing out backgrounds.
I can't get them on my iPad. They don't. I think my iPad is just it's so old that it can't take the latest updates. I was very jealous though. The two of them, they were on tropical beaches. They were
there you go.
The Oval Office.
Right. I mean, woo! It was like wow.
At
this is the height of entertainment.
At one point, I was in the middle of an orgy.
Oh yeah, there was an orgy. I was like, oh my god, he's on Caligula. And then his daughter's walking around. We're all like, that should come down. Get that off.
No,
of
she these, wasn't so walking what, around.
This is like Friday after the show you guys have meetings
no,
or what?
No, this is Saturday.
Yeah, I think this was Saturday. Whenever we're bored, we just text each other. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? What's up, girl? You want to Zoom?
She's always like, what's up, girl? So I'll
girl?
Usually
hey, girl, you
about
up?
15 minutes to situate Cameron if I can.
Yeah, he goes, I'm driving home. She's asleep. I'll Zoom you as soon as I get home. Like, okay, I'll just be sitting here waiting. Well, it was too hot to go outside. You know, that was the thing.
There's a lot of reasons. I mean, actually, I was thinking if we're going to be trapped inside, I'd prefer it to be rainy and cold in winter, you know, because mm-hmm. it kind of just feels better when you're trapped inside.
Yes.
This heat, oh, God, it's really, it's tough to be in. It's tough to be out.
Yeah.
It just sucks.
It's, I will say that. I was bitching about my AC, but last time it was actually really hot. That's happened again. Like, my AC is completely does not work. It just doesn't.
What?
So, yeah. I mean, the house is 85 degrees. It's on and it's blowing and you could stand right on it and it's sort of like lukewarm air coming out. I'm like, oh, this is not working. So I'm dying to know how it's going to Benicia.
Sorry, I was checking out something. It was actually really nice to have the AC, especially.
I'm sure it was.
Especially on Saturday.
Oh,
and
good.
Yes,
for
good
you.
For you. Yeah. Tell us more.
We actually had it on before. Like, I don't know if it was on the entire night, but when I was going to bed, it was on. It would go on and off. And I was like, oh, thank God. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What did you guys set it to?
I don't know. I don't look at that. That's my dad's job. Just because, God forbid, somebody else touches it. So.
Yeah. No, why is that the dad thing? It really
is. I don't
know. Yeah, yeah, it just is.
Well, some moms pay for everything, right, Sarah? But
yes,
I assume.
But it doesn't seem to matter that I pay for everything because I also, the dad is in control of the.
I don't know why that is, but I was going to say maybe dad feels like, you know, I pay the bills. I get to deal with this thing.
Well,
I don't know.
Have the temperature I want.
Well, even before we had AC, even when it was like the heater, it was only him.
Only dads can.
Well, I'll tell you, it was an issue. The thing going up and down all day isn't helpful. I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, one person walks up, turns it down, next person turns it up. It becomes like, what are we doing with this thing?
I like to turn it down and then sit near it so no one can touch it. Like, what are you talking about? No, that's all set. That's set. It doesn't matter what I set it for. It's going to be as hot as it wants to be in my house. I just give up.
So,
it's going to be hot.
Did you guys have power outages too? Because we had those.
There were power outages up here, but it didn't happen to me. What about you guys?
No, we've had our power.
You had your power the whole time? And Brittany?
Yeah. They rolling blacked out my whole area twice.
Jeez. For like an hour at a time? Is that's what was happening?
It was a little more than an hour for sure, but it wasn't all night. So it was, you know, when it goes down, you go, oh man. Here we are just sitting here. All right. Well, let me go find flashlights. And it was day. We still had enough light that I could go find flashlights and get everything. And everything is organized. I just had to go get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got that feeling like, I don't know how long this is going to be. And so you're kind of, oh. And then, I came back on, I don't know. I think it was probably 2 to 3 hours max, but. That was both nights. And then last night we sat there going.
Oh, both nights. Wow.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday. And then last night we sat there going, I wonder if we get to keep it tonight. And we did. Yeah. So we were really sort of, yay, power.
Yeah, power is a really nice thing to have. You know, we're looking into a generator because.
So are we now.
Yeah, we need to. The thing is, especially with working from home. I don't know how cable works. Does that also go down? If you know, I don't really know how that works because obviously we're on cable internet. But you know, I suppose I could drive into the station in a worst case scenario. I don't know if you would make that ride, but it's I'm not sure
if you're allowed, Sarah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're not. I would use the Lucy from another location probably if I had to, but I'm gonna look into.
Oh yeah, I could
but
use
if,
the Lucy.
But if
as
I
long
could
as my
say.
Phone is charged.
Just to be on a soapbox for 1 second. What you know what California doesn't need is more houses on a grid that already seems to have to shut off.
Yes.
Like I don't understand how somehow each city seems to need to cram more housing. I understand that there's a shortage and yet if our grid can't manage what it's got, how are we adding to it? It's such a no-brainer.
Right.
And yet there's building going on everywhere I look. So
I know it's, you know, with the amount of taxes we pay, you'd think that the infrastructure would be better. You know, it could handle that kind of demand, especially since these houses have been built and there are more on the way. I always think about Vegas and, you know, what was the record high temperature of all time just happened in Death Valley, and which is obviously not Vegas, but it's so hot. And there's so little water, like water is such an issue. And then you just look at these, like the area around Vegas that is just
spreading.
And there's already no water. Like, Are all those people going to dry up and blow away if the water, like, we have so many problems.
I don't want to get into the, you know, doom and gloom. I just feel like it is one of those things where they're turning your power off and you go, how are you going to add more houses to the grid?
Right.
Like, yeah. I get it. There's definitely worries about Vegas and Arizona is no better. But
on
the other hand, I'm just talking about, you know, here we are. With rolling blackouts, and they're like, yeah, tack another, you know, housing tract onto that, and we'll see how that goes.
I know, and it's already just so expensive to live here. I mean, property taxes alone, you'd think that they could just, like, how about we build more power? How about it's a requirement that everyone gets solar on a new house, and rain catchment systems. Like, there's just so many things I feel like, especially California, you know, we should be on the cutting edge of this, like. Why are we building anything that doesn't have solar? Why is there any parking lot that doesn't have solar covering it? Like, that should be like a state initiative.
Yeah.
But, you know, listen, I don't work for the state.
A lot more initiatives right now they're worried about. According to some research here, your cable should work. Your internet should still work, but your modem will not have power. So as long as you have a generator.
So if I have a generator, I can get that working. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're working on that because honestly, as we started to think about like fire season and the black, I mean, we were out for, I don't remember how many days last, long enough to read through more than one Harry Potter book by candlelight. That was fun. Long enough that it would be an issue for us working. I mean, the Lucy would work, but not if you don't have Wi-Fi.
We gotta get that modem up. And forget about don't forget about work, but your food. You know, everybody right now is shopping in bulk all at once, trying to, you know, not be at the store all the time, if only for their sake, but also for your own. So, you know, you are stocked up. The refrigerator, when we lost power, you go to the fridge without even thinking, and then everyone screams, what are you doing?
Don't open the fridge!
Oh, God! And then you're like, I didn't even grab the thing I went there for. Damn it.
I've forfeited my chance.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's, it's, you know, it's a reality, unfortunately. You know, we can talk all we want about what we should do or what we could do, but what's going to happen is your food's going to spoil and...
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to work. There'll be no working from home for many people if there's no power. So,
well, it'd be nice to get Gavin on the blower and tell him.
It would. Hey, big Gavin.
Cut the housing. You can't build more houses if you can't power them, dude. Thank you.
Well, that just makes the existing houses skyrocket even higher. So good luck moving to California, people.
It's a real
buying a house here.
It's a real
really
pickle.
Is. It's a catch 22.
Let me share something fun with you.
Yes, please do.
So, look, I've told you Christina's dance party all the time in the car. And I get in and I'm
Stevie
just like,
B.
oh, for
sure.
Christ's sakes, this is awful. So yesterday I had told Mike, I had to go buy a couple things at the plate. Yeah, this guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm feeling
that. Yeah, crank that up. Let's feel that on a Monday morning.
Shoulder shimmy. Shoulder shimmy. Shoulder shimmy.
What's this called? High energy?
High energy.
Yeah, there you go. Go, Brynn.
Yeah.
I was in the fourth grade rocking this.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I can picture it.
E.R. Taylor Elementary School.
Big ups.
So anyway, I had to go to the plate against sports, and I picked up some frisbees and a big red rubber ball. You remember wall ball or handball?
Sure. Oh yeah, that was so fun. Yeah.
Turns out I bought one way too big. It knocks my kid over after. But she's trying to return my serve, it knocks her over. So, but that's another story. So I got a big red rubber ball and some frisbees and some things to, you know, a smash ball and some stuff
Toss
to screw around with. Of course, you know, you can't go out in the anywhere near the sun. But there I was, because I had bought this stuff and told my kid I'd take her, that I, you know, noon yesterday, I'm going to drive to the park and we're going to play I'm going to teach her handball and also frisbee on the blacktop. of all things.
Oh my God, this is, sounds so fun.
But it's genius. So, but here's the thing. I get in the car, I turn it on, and I truly had this Sarah moment where it goes, ah, push it. Push it real good. And I'm like, Jesus.
Real good.
I'm like, this is not kid music. What is she doing with the kids in the car? And it is full on push salt. What is that? Salt and pepper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Push it. Oh, yeah. I love this tune.
Push it real good.
Oh, this is my hottest hit.
Yeah. Really well done.
Push it real good.
Yeah. Hey, this will be a good Instagram post. You should put that up there.
So between trying to get it turned off and also laughing because I'm totally thinking about the Sarah version of Push It Real Good, I'm just like, oh my God. And then, of course, we're out on the blacktop at 105-degree day trying to teach her frisbee and wall ball.
I bet there was no complaining about that.
Well, no, she wanted to. Well, yes, I was the one complaining. What are you kidding me? Let's go back home. What do you want to do this for?
Right.
There you go.
Oh, push it.
Push it.
Oh my God. This is a Monday morning.
Yeah, there you go.
Baby. I just realized I'm totally not in sync with that.
Right? Oh, it's fine, sir. You sound great.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'll just keep on going. I'm sure you're isolating that. Those
it's
little
perfect.
Nuggets.
You can't isolate anything now. You know that, right?
Oh, my God. Is that true?
Yeah.
That is great news.
Yeah. Now that what?
They can't isolate anything. We can say whatever we want, and it will never be used against us, Vin.
We could if we set up a system there at the station.
Well, we don't need to set up a system. How about we just focus on the problems we already have?
You're already working overtime, buddy. No problem.
We'll figure that out afterwards, Nicole. You and I can figure out how to get... Let's just get Sarah's mic isolated. Because she does most of the singing.
Actual well, you do most of the, is going
we never get
here.
To hear Vinny sing, right? So
yeah, but when we do, will we want to catchment that?
That's going to be hard to catch. Lightning in a bottle.
I didn't even know catchment was a word, but my friend Pat uses it all the time, so I'm going to go with it.
Catchment?
Yeah, rain catchment. Apparently that's a thing.
Oh.
You know, Pat, he's always into something. Electric bikes, rain catchment systems, you know. So, that's a fun story. I have a less fun story.
Oh, come on.
Turns out in Florida, there's COVID. I'm not going to give you gory details, but let's just say that there are certain people that I know who are suffering right now.
What does that mean?
It means that there's some COVID happening
in your family.
That is correct, sir.
Hardcore,
like not just one person. So it's, you know, I'm not gonna give all their gory details, but let's just say this is one of those times when you're really sorry that you were right, and you don't want to wish this on people at all.
Yeah, but all those pictures with them without masks, right? And middle fingers. I mean, it's hard
to
show the middle finger photo.
It
and
really
go, hey,
is.
Remember this?
On the then you start to, the reality starts to sink in that, you know, it is, it's, you know, we have sacrificed a lot to not get this thing. The people who have played by the rules and don't get their news all from one source. So when we looked at those pictures, there was a video sent to me on August 1st of my entire family inside a restaurant, no masks on.
Right.
And that was one of many, many videos I've gotten over the last few months.
Right.
Where I just, it almost like made my blood run cold. Like, you guys, first of all, they've had the record. They've been holding the record for new cases for like a month and a half now. They also have, I think they've had the record deaths for a few of those times that gets shared around. And I just, all I could do was hope. There's no telling anyone. All I could do was hope that no one would get it, and especially not the elderly people in my life.
The unfortunate thing, and this is the part that's really sad, is that, you know, because the two of you are politically, the group of you are fairly politically divided, they're sending videos to taunt you, and then you're getting these videos going, please, don't do that.
I love you and would like you to live.
Right. And in the end, it doesn't matter because there they are sick now, and you're not thrilled about that. How could you be?
No, not at all. If I could know that they would be safe, then I could take some, you know, haha time. But that's, that's just not appropriate on any level.
Tell me this. So there are some people who are sick, but others who've probably been around them. So what's the quarantine situation? How's that work? So are the sick people the ones who are hidden away? And the others have now decided to hope for the best?
The problem was that they, apparently in Florida, you know how here, if you have any symptoms that might be COVID-ish, you can't see your doctor. You can't really go to the doctor right now. You just can't. They don't allow it. And they,
well, they
if
do
you have
video,
any of those
right.
symptoms, they'll do a video chat with you. And then they'll figure out a way to get you a test. Mm-hmm. So that's the protocol. You don't say, oh man, I'm coughing. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm going to go see my doctor. Well, in Florida, apparently you can do that. You can walk into a doctor's office and they look in your ears and they look up your nose and go, I get a little fluid in there. Looks like you got a nasal infection. Oh, could I have COVID? No, you don't have COVID. And then you can leave and go see other people. As you're hacking your lung out, you go see people. This is what happened. Go around, drive around the state, see people that you're other people that you're related to. Drive all around, no problem. And then 3 days later, you go, geez, I am really not feeling good. I think I'll try and get a test. Get a test. The Florida Health Department calls you a day or two days later and says, hey, let's do a little contact tracing. It's a very different landscape there. Just the fact that you can walk into a doctor's office with any symptoms I want that doctor to have their license revoked, because if anything happens to my people, I'm going to be, it's a whole do it to yourself.
Well, yeah.
But the doctor who says, I'm not even going to offer you a COVID test. No, you don't have COVID. Really? Are you sure? You sure about that?
Well, the weird part is that the person who was sick wasn't saying, I want a test no matter what to make sure. That all goes to the
mindset.
Mentality that's going on over there. And many people are, I keep reading stories, and this again, I hate that this somehow has been politicized, but you hear people who go, I thought it was a hoax, and now they're in the hospital. So from their hospital bed, they're going,
yes,
I thought it was I didn't want to, and you just go, well, look, I get that. People don't want to believe against what they believe. So here they are, the smartest guy in the room. I guess they decide they're not going to get tested because they already know this thing couldn't be that. All right.
I believe my doctor.
The whole world is in on the
making
conspiracy.
It up. Right. Yeah. The whole world is laughing at the dummies who have masks on.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Me too. It's an ongoing thing. So it's I'm going to try to not let it taint the show. And as of right now, we're in a holding pattern and everyone is still at home. They are, in fact, quarantined. No one has had to go to the hospital yet, but it's not a great scenario.
Never mind. Any questions I ask now will start to chip.
Yeah, I know. You can feel free. I'll tell you off the air anything you want to know.
I understand.
In the interest of protecting people's privacy and et cetera, et cetera. That's that. Oh boy, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny Alice, the morning show. It's 6:10 already, and we'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.